We're continuing Chayonim, Klas Amad Beis, and we learned the halachas of Shechiyonu in Siman Ches and Tes. So how do we apply that to Lamaisa? So this idea that you're rakus because you can be matmin them, you can store them, and therefore we do not make a bracha of Shechiyonu on them, which seemed to approximate what we have nowadays, that we can store items through refrigeration, etc., and that should allow them to be available the whole year. You should not be able to say a bracha of a Shechiyonu. So in a country where that's not true, and there actually is a cycle, so there's no reason not to make a Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu makes sense because there's a period of time where the item is not available, then it becomes available. That's the idea that Niskadish Mishara Nashana or Mizman Nizman. The question is, in a country like America, where almost all items are available to all during the year. So the Marxia says that the main point is you can't tell the difference in flavor between the new season and the old season. So when a person stores potatoes, he doesn't really tell the difference between the potatoes which are brand new and the potatoes which have been stored for a while. So therefore, it's not considered like it comes mishan mizman lizman. But if you have the fruits which are imported or are stored, do not taste as good as the one which, when you have the fresh season, when you just get it right now. So according to that argument, a person would be able to say a Shechiyonu even here in America. But Ramosha the Tshuva, where he discusses, and he explained this discussion, and he says, there's a difference between the idea of being matman something, which means a person put in the intrinsic nature of the item, that in the normal way to agriculturally you can maintain the item for the whole year. So that is something which is nichlal in the nature of the item, and therefore it's not considered it comes mizman lizman. Something which we need to create a new type of means to do it, which means historically it wasn't possible to be able to maintain it. So to say that something which is in the nature of the item intrinsically that it's able to last, that's not what's happening. We are creating a new artificial means of preservation that really should be considered comes mishan l'shan mizman l'shan. And therefore, really, a bracha of Shechiyonu would be possible. However, at the end of the tshuva, he says, he does mention the opinion of the Marxia, that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that it depends on tam. So if you cannot tell the difference in flavor, he says some bracha is the hakol, and a person should not make a bracha. But in a case where there would be even some difference in flavor, so Marcia would hold this is not the same thing as the case of storing something in the cellars, etc. But this is a whole different process, and Shechiyonu would be possible. The Debrecina in his Chubas Ber Mersha also holds like that Shechiyonu is possible even nowadays, even though things are available through import and through storage. That doesn't change the halacha in this regards. So halacha lemaisa, since Shechiyonu on Paris is a rishus, so a person would not be mekuyev to make a bracha. In a case a person does not feel simcha, a person should not say a bracha. But a person who does feel a simcha would have the rishus to say the bracha. And you wouldn't necessarily apply some brachas lahakal because he definitely feels the simcha. There's a strong argument that the bracha would be possible. Now, now there is an opinion of this opinion of the Magen Avraham, which the Chayyim is basing on, not everybody agrees to, and many poskim hold that a person could say a Shechiyonu. So that's another argument as well to say that the Shechiyonu could be said. I want to point out one or two things. If something which is available the whole year, but I have not had it before, or never, I have not had it in a long time, this halacha does not apply. It only applies because it's a new season. So when people get the Shechiyonu fruit for Rosh Hashanah, and they get some exotic fruit And there are arguments being, I never had this before, so I can say, Sheikh, you know, that's incorrect. What we're saying is these exotic fruits tend to be seasonal, and therefore, if they're available now, it's probably because they're in season. Therefore, the Sheikh Yonah would be appropriate. But just because a person hasn't had it before is not a valid reason to say Sheikh Yonah. Have a good day.